Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today we're doing a 2022 draft recap for the Minnesota Vikings. So if you enjoy this video or to the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Check out clips for our shows at 100 Football on Instagram. Check out our brand new LinkedIn page and find another link to our amazing podcast, Thanks to the Believe Podcast. Amazing football content, draft prospects, history specials, legend interviews, anything and everything football related we have over on our channel. Now, let's get into the draft recap for the Minnesota Vikings 2022. With their first selection, round one, pick 32, they go with Lewis Cine, the safety out of Georgia, the national champion Georgia Bulldogs, a good enforcer, a great tackler, good downhill game, and he will play next to Harrison Smith. So, I mean, hey, it's going to be looking good right there at the safety position for the Vikings. Athletically gifted, elite athleticism, high catch point with the ball, able to get it up, and he's solid in coverage. And like I said, he can do everything well. There's not really many weak points in his game. So overall, a really good playmaker right next to Smith. Already makes their defense even tougher. Round two, pick 42, go Andrew Booth Jr., the cornerback out of Clemson University. Some people might have had this guy as a top 40 pick if it wasn't for some injury. So he went 42, not too bad. A potential cornerback one if things go well. He's got quick agility, good explosiveness, very fluid, very twitchy. He's a physical player. He's elite when it comes to run support. Pass protection can use a little bit of health, and hopefully he can stay healthy, man, so he can just be one of the best values in this draft, perhaps. But overall, not a bad get here. Round two looking good on the defense so far. Keeping it round two, pick 59, we go Ed Ingram, the guard from LSU with the Tigers. Like I said, another guard here. Got to beef up that offensive line. 312 pounds, a big man, 6'3". And like I said, he's got some pretty decent numbers overall. They need some help out the offensive line. So I can understand why they went kind of early here getting Ingram. He was one of the best prospects available at this time. So not a bad get here. Good pass blocking abilities for the young man. And he's got plenty of reps with run plays. Round three, pick 66, we go Brian Asamoa, the linebacker from Oklahoma with Boomer Sooner. He joins Eric Kendricks, Jordan Hicks, Za'Darius Smith. So, I mean, hey, we'll go with another player here to help out with the linebacking core. Really good 2021 season. He's got good speed, 4.56 40 at the combine. He's never out of a play. He's always going to be going at it 100%. And he is a very good tackler. Even though he's a little bit undersized, I don't mean a thing. If you play hard. So, good pick here with going with Brian with the round three pick. Round four, 118, a Caleb Evans, cornerback, Missouri University with the Tigers. So going with Evans here, another corner to help out with Booth. Former Tulsa player turned Missouri cornerback, tall, long, lengthy, physical corner. He's got good versatility as well. And as I say, he's got very good speed. So we'll see how he can do. And hey, they haven't had the best selections overall when it comes to previous years. So we'll see what they can do. We'll see how these guys can do. So far, it's looking pretty good, though, if I do say so myself. Round five, pick 165, Asezi Osumeru, the edge rusher from Minnesota, 6'5", 280, 35-inch arms. He can struggle sometimes with some pad levels, but he does have a lot of upside, good athleticism for a man his size. super strong with the Golden Gophers. I think he'll fit in. He's very versatile with this Minnesota defense. Round 5, pick 169, North Carolina running back Ty Chandler is now taken off the board. Helps out with the wide receiver room. Obviously, Dalvin Cook got that under lock. But even though this guy, Chandler, doesn't have elite size, 5'11", 204, he has some really quick cuts. He can get him the ball. He's going to run through tackles. He's catch the ball out of the backfield. He's solid, too. And he's good rotation piece. So I can see why they want the backup running back here. Round 6, 184, Vidarian Lowe, offensive tackle from Illinois. 6'5", 35-inch arms, really good size, good length, and very experienced at the left tackle position. Over 50 starts over his career. Good off-field character, great leadership, good arm length. Someone who could maybe work his way up the depth chart in certain seasons in the next couple of years. Doesn't have the greatest athleticism in the world, but he's a super hard worker. He might need to transition to a guard position. The Vikings might do that. But they already have some good depth overall, and I think the overall really good pick here with Lowe for a late-round pick. Round 6, 191, go Jalen Naylor, wide receiver from Michigan State University. Nicknamed Speedy back in the day, right, good explosiveness in open space, able to get anywhere with the ball. He needs to refine some of his route-running ability. That's why he fell to late 6th round, and some of his hand technique as well. But overall, if you get the ball to him in open space, it's a done deal pretty much. Really good change of direction, really good speed of this young man. Round 7, pick 227, the final selection here. We go Nick Muse, the tight end from South Carolina out there with the Gamecocks. Like I said, pretty good size, 6'4 and a half, 258. Good tools, 4'7, 140, good speed for a big man. Not the biggest when it comes to catches, 67 catches, 805 yards, 3 touchdowns. So interesting developmental prospect, decent at blocking as well. So someone who needs a little bit of time, needs a little love before he can, I think, really kind of develop and get out there into a next level type of player. But not a bad selection here with the last pick in the 7th round. Good upside for the young man out of South Carolina. So if I had to go and grade this draft class overall for the Minnesota Vikings, I think I'm going to go right in the middle with a B. Nothing too insane, nothing bad, nothing great. But right in the middle, I think I like some of the picks here. I like Andrew Booth. I think Nick Muse, also the man I just talked about, has some good potential. Ty Chandler's going to look good. I like Khalil Evans, of course. Asamoa. Ingram at the guard's going to look nice. Booth at corner. Scene, of course. It looks looking pretty solid for the Vikings. So I'm going to go right in the middle with a B for my final grade. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. Please drop a comment. We'd love to know what you guys think about these Vikings, about their draft class. So if you like this video, like, comment, share, and subscribe. Good life each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Check out Clip First Shows at 100 Football on Instagram. Check out our brand new LinkedIn page. And also check out the podcast available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or the podcast for more amazing football content. Like I said, I've been your host today, Logan Lambs. Have a great day, everyone. And we will talk to you again on another live episode of 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. Talk to you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.